Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Frisco?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. Welcome to On the Tee Florida. We are live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, and teeing off solo today, but John Rieger will join me. But we're going to go out straight to an event. I used to be a cart jockey at St. Pete Country Club. Sorry about that. Little technical issue down here. I was a cart jockey at St. Pete Country Club, and then today I discovered they're having the 97th St. Pete Country Club Invitational today. And so we're going to get a hold of our man, Bill Buckner, who does a superb job over there as he is the assistant pro at St. Pete Country Club today. Excuse my technical difficulties, folks. The big old Oscar Garner III has got the weekend off. John Rieger's going to join us. And we got a new segment. It's Outside the Ropes, and that'll be with my son, Michael Rickard. We're going to talk to Mark Donahue about their event. They've got the Sports Club of Tampa Bay, the Leonard and George Levy Memorial Golf Tournament. That takes place today. We'll talk to him, as well as Gary Cook's going to be over there on the 11th in Tampa as well. All right. Test, test, test. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Let's take a quick break and come right back.
What the hell is going on here?
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Art Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole and on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. Sorry about that, folks. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, on this first week of our first show, actually, in the first week of 2023. Let's go right out now to St. Pete Country Club. Bill Buckner's kind enough to take a few moments on a spectacular Saturday morning and a spectacular event. What's up, brother?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning. What a beautiful day it is here today.
Well, I was fortunate. Someone called me and said, "Hey, are you getting anybody on from the St. Pete Country Club for their annual event?" I said, "You know what? You think I would know that, being probably their a Hall of Fame kart jockey out there years ago." Let's talk about today's event.
Yeah, this is the 97th annual event that we've had since 1927, and just obviously a lot of Division I college kids that hit it a little bit farther than we used to hit it, as well as they shoot a lot lower scores than we used to shoot. So we've got a great field, just 67. Unfortunately, we got rained out on Thursday, but we did get in the full round yesterday, and we have a couple of guys in the 67, 68 range.
Well, you've got a spectacular 2 days ahead of you.
What's that?
You've got a spectacular 2 days ahead of you, so you'll see some real low scores.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the greens are going to firm up, and they'll kind of roll a little faster, so it'll be a challenge to shoot much lower than 67, so that's the whole goal.
Share with our audience the field, the type of people that are playing an event like this from Florida.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of Floridians here, but they're kids that are at Missouri, LSU, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt. We've got all the colleges around basically the East Coast represented. So they're young college kids from basically around the country, but a lot of them here from Florida.
And you got any special guests stopping by today?
Not that I know of. I think John Daly has got surgery, so his son JD's out here playing. He shot 71 yesterday. He's hoping to get back in the mix after today's round. But, no, last year we had Langer, Bernhard, and we had John Daly last year. So, other than you, I can't think of another celebrity.
Yeah, I'll come out and hack it up. Well, what I'll do is I'll come out and show my prowess on the washing down the carts as I did back in the day.
Yeah, but you'll be impressed. We got a new pro shop, new club, barn. We got everything. Somewhere we got power washer, everything in the next level.
Yeah, after I leave, you upgrade and you
walk
me down. Hey, we're having the Eckert baseball team on in the next show, and then we look forward. I think we're having you guys down in about 4 to 5 weeks, the Eckert golf team as well. So I look forward to that. And, of course, I think I'm going to convince you to be one of my sidekicks on the air because you're retiring, brother.
Oh, yeah, I got that May 15th on the calendar, so that's going to be the exciting or changing day of my life.
Yeah, well, we'll find things for you to do here on the T Florida. I'll let you go. I know you got a lot to do there all day long and tomorrow.
Right.
And can the public come out and walk around?
Absolutely. It's open to the public, no charge at all, and it's a shotgun. So lead us teed off on 1, 2, 3, and 4. So come on out.
All right, my friend. Well, I wish you a great day. You got super weather, and have a blast. I appreciate this last second coming on to help me out here on the T Florida, man.
Tell Coach Josh hello.
I certainly will. All right. That's Bill Buckner. He is the head golf coach at Eckert College, the men's and the women's. Does a superb job, and he, in fact, is retiring. And he didn't know that, but I'm going to convince him to be a regular here on the T Florida. Now we're going to take an extended little break, and we'll come back, and we'll get John Rager on the line, and we'll get my son Michael, and we'll have some fun. So we'll be right back here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Stay tuned.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Thank you.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. If I ever needed a mulligan, that certainly is today. And my next two guests, of course, co-hosts, know that I am the king of the Hack Nation and, of course, of mulligans. And it's brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs and Ice Pick Vodka. I don't need John Rager editing my delivery this early in the show after the after I whiffed one off the tee box. Anyway, John Rager's up there in Crescent Beach, Florida. And on the other line is a gentleman that can certainly describe my game, John Rager, is my son, Michael Rickard. And we're gonna launch our Outside the Ropes, as you so appropriately labeled this next segment. So we're going to have some fun. But now I can't BS you on my game because my son will he'll give you the facts, brother.
Well, we're looking forward to have Michael on the show every week talking about Outside the Ropes, things that you don't normally hear about, the X's and O's, the playing golf, the tournament, the summaries, the birdies, but more of the off-course personalities and things that actually happen outside the ropes that at tour events and in life for these touring pros. So, Michael, welcome to On the Tee Florida.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on. And this week I want to talk about John Daly. So John just had surgery, but there's something circulating around social media right now that there's a movie being made for the last 2 years, actually, in secret, by Jonah Hill. So I'm really excited to see that. You know, I've always been a big fan of John, and I'm excited to see, you know, how Jonah Hill portrays him on film.
Well, you know, I'm not sure who you cast to play John Daly. It either be Santa Claus or maybe John's going to have to play himself.
Listen. Yeah, you know, I saw an interview, you know, with John, and he was kind of upset because I guess it leaked out, you know, in social media. But, you know, Jonah Hill, I think, take on the role and do a pretty good job.
Well, fantastic. So I'm going to have to go Google Jonah Hill and see who that is. I'm not too up on my movie thing, but when do you think that's going to come out, Michael?
You know, it didn't say. Like I said, it's been in the works for over 2 years. So, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Hey,
well, I guess what they have to do when they film that movie, they're going to have to do away with the no smoking and drinking rule on the set. That's for sure.
yeah, right.
That's for sure.
There's nothing that he does without the smoking and drinking, and he's been quite upfront about that. Hey, a little side note, fellas. We just had Bill Butner, that you know, John Rager. He's the head golf coach at Eckerd College, one of our partners, and he's also assistant pro at St. Pete Country Club, where I had a very, very Hall of Fame kart jockey career for approximately 6 months, but they're having their 97th annual St. Pete Invitational, and John was going to make an appearance. He's having surgery this week, but Junior's there. You know, he's the Arkansas sophomore now, and Junior's there playing at St. Pete Country Club right now there, John.
Well, you know, and this one's for Michael from Outside the Ropes. You may want to do a little research on this, but I believe that if that was 97 years ago, that would be 1926 when they first had their Invitational. And I do know for a fact, for example, in Temple Terrace, Florida, over in Tampa Bay area, they actually had Jim Barnes, who was a famous touring pro who won the Western Open and the Open Championship, and he was their first pro there. But I believe that in 1926, they were still playing with Hickory Shafts, and they had the Florida Open at Temple Terrace in 1926 with Hickory Shafts. So, Michael, as our beat reporter for Outside the Ropes, go check that out at St. Pete Country Club to see if they indeed played their first Invitational with Hickory Shafts.
It definitely will. You know, I've swung a couple Hickory Shafts. I've never hit a golf ball, but, you know, it's amazing how much technology has advanced and how lucky we are, because Hickory Shafts, you know, doesn't sound too pleasant to me.
Well, if you remember, Michael, back in Des Moines back in the day, we had those wood putters, and he was a sponsor of mine, and he had there's a national tour, John, you probably have heard of it. There's a Hickory National Tour where these guys play with Hickory sticks, and they have nice prizes, yada yada yada. Do you remember that, Michael?
I do. Yeah, some really really cool putters that guy made. But you know, I started out with you know, wooden head. But a shaft is a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Well, John,
for our listeners out there in the Tampa Bay area, there's actually a golf professional named Mike Stevens. He used to be based at MacDill Air Force Base, but he has the Florida Hickory Golf Association. They actually have regular tournaments that you can play in all over Florida. And they normally get 30 or 40 men and women that go play in it. They play with real gutta-percha balls and Hickory shafts, and they dress up in the era, so the women wear skirts and the men wear the plus fours. You're not allowed to say knickers, that's underwear in England, but plus fours, as we say in the United States. But if you just Google Mike Stevens and Hickory Golf Association, you'll see that there's a tour. There's a local golf professional named Tom McCrary, who I believe right now still lives in Brandon, but I know that he's retired, but he actually went to Italy to represent the United States as a Hickory golfer in a Ryder Cup style golf tournament. So for our listeners out there, it's really, I thought it was a cult, but it's not. It's actually, you could get Hickory clubs, the gutta percha balls, you could go out and play. They even manufacture Hickory golf clubs now because it's caught on with such popularity. And so next time you're rooting around in the Goodwill or a thrift store or something like that, go back in the barrel. If you find a Hickory shaft and golf club, buy it.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, Mr. Rager, you know, when Payne Stewart wore the knickers, I was very impressed. God rest his soul. But I can't. How many years did you wear women's underwear around out on the links?
Well, I only wore the women's underwear under my clothes, but I can tell you that I wore plus fours. Thank you for the embarrassment there. But I wore plus fours when we opened up the Bloomingdale Golfers Club. What had happened was I was still trying to play competitive golf at the time, and we opened up this new golf course in Brandon, Florida. It was 1983, and I started wearing plus fours as a joke to media day when we opened the golf course. Well, the owner of the course loved it so much, the entire staff wore plus fours. Well, I continued to wear them trying to play competitive golf, and then when I retired from that, I kept wearing plus fours every day. So I remember playing in this one tournament. It was called the Tour and Club Pro Championship. and you would pair your club pro up with your tour pro. So, for example, the head pro at Bay Hill played with Arnold Palmer, and you know, Payne Stewart played in this tournament with his club pro, Paul Solano. And I played with a club pro named Peter Jordan, who actually ended up going to caddy on the tour, too. He had a successful tour career, and they went on to caddy. Well, we're in the gallery, and there's 20,000 people in this gallery. You know, when you have Arnold Palmer and Payne Stewart and David Frost and all the tour stars at the time showing up, and I'd hear whispers in the gallery, and it would be like, we don't know who in the hell this guy is, but he's the other guy in knickers.
Well, that other guy was John Rager, and my son Michael Rickards on the other end. He's from the Mile High City in Denver, Colorado. And Michael, why don't we have you share one story at the old man's expense, if you want to? So John has a little ammo. I've told him I'm a pathetic golfer, but why don't you describe the spectacular form that I have, and of course my bag full of utility clubs, old man clubs.
Well, I work for TaylorMade Adidas, and I got some clubs fit to him. You know, it's his swing, there's not much room for air because it's so short. He just doesn't have much of a backswing. That's all, John. Not much of a backswing.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I know that Johnny Miller once said that Jim Furyk's golf swing was the equivalent of an octopus falling out of a tree. So I'm not quite sure how to describe your dad's golf swing yet, but the moment I get on the first tee with him and I see it, it's like pornography. You'll know it when you see it. You'll know what that swing's like.
Well, I hope I'm there to witness it with you.
Well, we've got to get you down here. One last thing, we had Judd was familiar with you, John Rager. Judd Gibb for years was my sidekick and did a superb job, and worked with Michael and was assistant Iowa State golf coach. But he described my swing as a fist fight in a phone booth.
Great, holy cool. Yeah,
he was full. He was full of all kinds of compliments to me. Well, son, we're going to have a blast doing this. One last story. Tell the audience, because they like to hear things like this. Your experience, and that was at the Principal Charity Classic with Nikki Price.
Well, I worked for TaylorMade Adidas at the time, and I was a tech rep, and they had a tent set up for their media day and for clients to get. To get golf clubs, and I was on the range all day just getting people clubs, and actually gave Ron Livingston, he's an actor, I gave him a pair of shoes. He forgot his shoes on the airplane. But I'm on the range, and I'm hitting balls, and Nick Price comes up next to me, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he throws a cigarette down. He says, "Closest to the pin for a dollar." Well, I said, okay. So I put it to about 8 feet. He puts it to about 2 feet, says, "Keep your buck."
Yeah, well, you had to borrow the buck from the old man for the wager, I think, too. All right, man, my friend, go back to sleep. Young guy like you, congratulations on a nice new career move for you yesterday. I'm proud of you, and we look forward to you bringing new creativity to On the Tee Florida, and get us some On the Tee Colorado fun stuff along the way.
Definitely, and thank you, Mr. Rieger, for all your hard work towards the game of golf. You have a great career behind you, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys.
Looking forward to your weekly report on Outside the Ropes, trying to figure out what the heck's going out there on the real world of golf and some of the more colorful golf professionals and amateurs that are out there.
Well, all right, fellas. Guys. Let's take a quick break here, John. Have a great day, Michael. And then we're going to talk to Mark Donahue. He's got Gary Cook coming to town on the 11th. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Leonard and Lord and George Levy Memorial Golf Tournament. Two guys that you're familiar with as well, John. Let's take a break here on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida on this spectacular January 7th, 2023, our first show of the year. And I tell you what, I appreciate John Rager joining me and my son Michael, because I am actually winging it down. Usually I have a script, I have a computer in front of me, and it's not in good hands, gentlemen, when I'm winging it. And fortunately, we got great guests, and I got my right-hand man up there in Crescent Beach, Florida. We're brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery, Ice Pick Vodka, of course, Shrimpy's Waterfront, another one of our great sponsors, and Big Storm. Big Storm's going to step up the plate and take a big role in On the Tee Florida. After we get done with this conversation, we'll talk a little about the Century Championship event. That's over at Kapalua on the island of Maui, and I love that event. There's 29 of the world's best participating in that. And John Rager, you certainly know a lot about the Sports Club of Tampa Bay, with your father being over there having a business for decades, and you growing up in the area.
Well, what a great organization that is. I look forward to learning more about what they're up to with their golf tournament involved with Gary Koch. I know that the tournament is named after George and Leonard Levy, who were very instrumental in bringing professional sports to the Tampa Bay area. So I'm looking forward to hearing from Mark and get his update on his upcoming event.
Well, let's do that right now. And he's Mark Donahue. He's kind enough to take some time on a busy Saturday to join us. And how are you, my friend? Welcome back to the States. You just got off of a cruise, and you probably got a little cruise lag.
Not too bad. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, John. You know, we are, the three of us at least, are old enough to remember, and I'm quoting Dizzy Dean, when you said, John, about how great the Levy's have been to sports in Tampa, Dizzy Dean would say, and you ain't just a pumping your gums, partner. And truly, those two guys, without the Levy's, and it was them. They did it through and with the sports club. Mr. Levy were instrumental in getting the NFL franchise and every other sporting event, and it all kind of fell into line from there. So we're very excited. There's two different things going on. Gary Koch is going to be our speaker at our dinner meeting this Wednesday on the 11th at the Center Club from 6 to 8. Gary's had a great career. He already had something scheduled for the day of the tournament to honor the Levies. But, you know, Gary turned pro in 75, had a great career, had an incredible career in broadcasting, and has been a great, great friend to the club, Sports Club. He's always been there. He's spoken three times during the last 8 years to the club, whenever we ask.
John, can you hear Mark?
Are we there?
No, I hear. It sounds like someone's got their radio on. They're talking on the radio.
Oh, gotcha. Well,
it's not me. Not me. And I'm pleased to say, and just kind of, it's a tribute to the Levies, but I'm told by the committee we have 140 golfers, and the tournament is, you know, the 30th of this month at the Carrollwood Country Club. So we're still looking for hole sponsors and any sponsors. But we've got just a very few spots left, and it's going to be a great month for golf for the Sports Club of Tampa Bay. For sure.
You know, Mark, we had a little static on the line there when we were talking to you previously, but I just want to remind our listeners about Gary Koch and his contributions and notoriety in the Tampa Bay area, and George and Leonard Levy, who were basically the ones who, you know, brought professional sports and had a great influence in that to the Tampa Bay area. Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Tampa Sports Club. How do people get involved with the Tampa Sports Club?
Okay, the Tampa Sports Club has been around since 1961. It's they would simply look on our website, which is sportscluboftampabay.org, and that will tell you how to join. It's only $100 a year. We have great dinner meetings once a month from really September and August until May. We have a big banquet. Hall of Fame banquet in June now of every year, and we'll probably have a special Hall of Fame luncheon. I'm not ready to announce the winners for 2023, but several of them they're working in June, so we're going to find a time in November to bring them into the club of Hall of Famers. But, you know, guys like Fred McGriff, Tino Martinez, Lou Pinella, these are all gentlemen. Brian Bradley, Dave Andrechek, along with Gary Koch, who have spoken to the club recently. Derek Brooks was phenomenal for the club about 6-7 years ago. We really needed a boost. He was there. So we're fortunate to be able to call on these guys now and then. Wade Boggs has been a speaker twice, to come and tell the old stories. And believe me, we love it. We love hearing from them.
Well, yeah, that's fantastic. I have the pleasure of serving as the Vice President of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and numerous of our members are members of your Sports Hall of Fame there at the Tampa Sports Club. We just inducted Barry Smith locally. He's been a long-time contributor to the world of golf, but more importantly, as a football player from Florida State University. I know he's been a big cheerleader for the Tampa Sports Club, but Lou and Wade and Fred and all those, they're in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and it's just fantastic what you're doing on a local basis there. Not only, obviously, to honor these people, but just to bring some awareness and celebrity to the world of sports in the Tampa Bay area through these folks. And, yeah, like Lou Pinella, he's a jewel. He'll go to anything that you need him to go to and talk baseball and talk golf and talk fun.
He is the best. I love Lou. One thing, too, it's not all fun and games. we raise... for us, a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. And for the last 5 years at our banquet, we've raised $15,000 for them. We hope possibly to match that with this golf tournament. I mean, I'm just bowled over that. And what's great for the club, John and Mike, is that we're getting a whole new group of people investing in the club, whether they be sponsors or members. Some of our members that were, you know, kind of come to dinner now and then, are so fired up about the golf tournament. So we've added people from Palmacia, different places, the NFL alumni, through Brandy Winans. The club is really taking off again. It really is. So we're delighted.
Well, that's great to get the young up-and-comers in Tampa Bay and the sports and business community and social community to get them involved in Tampa Sports Club and keep it growing for generations to come. How does someone find you online to be able to learn more about it or get involved with the golf tournament?
Okay. We have a brand-new website, and they need to listen a little carefully because you might go to something that's not us, but it's sportsclubofTampaBay.org. SportsclubofTampaBay.org. And it shows you how to become a member. You can go through our galleries, who our Hall of Famers are. You've got all the information on the golf tournament. You'll see information on signing up for Gary Koch's dinner. The dinners are like $40, okay? So it's reasonable. And the guests that we have, John and Mike, feel relaxed enough just to talk. It's like around a dining room table. Even if there's 40, 50, 60 people there. They really tell us some inside scoop, and it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Yeah,
at the same time, you're learning about sports.
Both organizations. You're supporting the Boys and Girls. As an outsider, I can tell you that it's a comfortable feeling if you're out there listening you're rubbing elbows with some of the greats in Florida sports, and it's an absolute blast. I recommend going to one of these events.
Well, absolutely. I lived in the Bay Area for about 25 years and had the privilege of being able to go to numerous Tampa Sports Club functions, and can tell you that's a first-class organization. Glad to hear the young people are getting involved. Having Gary Koch is a real treat. Unfortunately, obviously, he's not broadcasting for NBC, which frees him up to do a lot of these things. And we're looking forward to hearing from Gary at the banquet and the golf tournament coming up. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. And by the way, your dad was a stand-up guy, John. I knew him very well. Really
well, I appreciate
great,
that.
Great man.
He loved sports and had a little restaurant downtown Tampa and cast the characters. It was like Cheers, to tell you the truth.
Yes, it was.
All right, gentlemen. Well, Mark, I appreciate it. I'll get a hold of you this week. I'll talk to Brandy, and we'll put something together to have a presence out there and do a little fun on-air broadcast. How's that sound?
That'd be great. As long as you don't tell them how bad my swing is, I'm all in on that, Mike.
Don't worry, brother. You're talking to the head of the Hack Nation. All right, man.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. John, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at that Century Championship leaderboard, and we'll get John Rieger's golf report. We'll be back.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Wrangler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. We wind things down. We're about the 17th hole here. John Rager up there in Crescent Beach, Florida. Mike Ricker down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. And we're brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. And, of course, we're going to do our leaderboard here. I don't know if you have that pulled up, John. I've been stumbling, fumbling, bumbling technology-wise with the Century Championship from Maui. I'm sure you've probably been on the Big Island and hit the links. I don't know where you haven't been. But I love this event.
Well, this week's PGA Tour event is the first one of the year. It comes to us from the Kapalua area of Hawaii, and it's a golf course that you can go low. You can really score low. Before we get into the leaderboard, there's something different about this tournament this year. There's a great article by Alan Shitnuck. He's a pretty prominent golf writer out there, and he had a little editorial about the beginning of the year, because this year on the PGA Tour, there's elevated events, they call them. Now I think they changed them to designated events, because the elevated events got a little too strong for them for their PGA Tour lingo. But what that is that they're playing for a lot of money at these designated events. There's 13 of them. You have to play 12 of the 13 if you finished in the top 20 of the PIP program this year, and you have to play three other tour events. So there's like 48 tour events scheduled this year on the PGA Tour. And this is the very first one, and this is called the Tournament of Champions, but guess what? You don't have to win a tournament to be in this tournament, all right, because of that rule where you didn't necessarily have somebody who finished in the top 20 last year win a tournament. So what's going to happen is this Tournament of Champions plus a few others. But it's a great tournament, but it's missing a lot of people. Last year, Cam Smith, who went to LIV Golf, he's gone. He can't defend his title. Yeah, it's kind of awkward. Bill Mickelson was all over that last year as a previous winner. And Dustin Johnson, this was his event. He is legendary for this event because he would win on the tour every year. He's won like a tour event every year for 10 or 12 years. And he's known to party it up a little bit. And at the Ritz-Carlton, where they'd stay at, one day that he borrowed Mark Rolfing's car, who was the NBC announcer, and borrowed his car because he didn't have a car, and he ditched it at some hotel like 10 miles away and didn't tell Mark. Mark thought his car was stolen. So a lot of legendary partying going on, but this used to be a tournament that you would go there, and these players, after they teed off in the morning and they finished, no one would hit balls, no one would practice. You're in Hawaii, and you got your family, and you're visiting, and you're enjoying it. Well, no more. This is a grind them out event. You know, this is just like any other tour event now, man. They're grinding it out. They're working hard at it. So Colin Morikawa, the newlywed, is leading the tournament at 16 under. Scotty Scheffler from Titleist. When I say from Titleist, that's his sponsor this year. And he's at 14 under with J.J. Spahn. Jordan Spieth at 13 under. Funny Jordan Spieth story this week. I think it was the first round. You'll see this. All you got to do is go to social media. You know, the John Rager Golf Report is put out every day on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And I'm not sure if I put it out this week on Jordan Spieth, but he had a really funny incident where he had a four-foot putt for par, and he makes the putt, and then he walks over to these two guys in the gallery and said, "Hey, look, I know you're gambling on my every shot." He says, "Quite frankly, I would do the same thing, but you got to keep it down so I can't hear you talk." And they were like, "We're so sorry, Mr. Spieth." And he gave him a fist bump, and he goes, "It's all good. It's all good, guys." So that's the kind of banter that's going on. So look for Jordan Spieth to move up the leaderboard. Young Tom Kim, 20 years old, from South Korea, is at 12 under. And then Matthew Fitzpatrick, you know, it's hard to pronounce sometimes, but he's from England. He won the U.S. Open this past year. He's tied for sixth. But John Rahm from Spain, Luke Bliss, tied for eighth with Chris Connors from Canada. So truly an international field. And don't count out Tony Finau, who is tied for eighth, and he was on a streak at the end of the year. So that is our PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Sea Dogs and Ice Pick Vodka.
Thank you. Great job, John, as always. Isn't Adam, is that Lefty's close companion?
I'm not sure.
The author, isn't he the one that, Schiffner, isn't that the one that Lefty had an issue with?
I thought you were talking about a tour player, and I'm looking at my leaderboard. I don't think there's the only Adam on the leaderboard's tied for 18th. That's Adam Scott. I couldn't figure out. I don't think Adam Scott and Phil Mickelson are running mates. Oh, yes, you're right. Adam Schiffner, he was the one that had the podcast, and he was the one that Phil went out there and said some things. And, you know, in this day and age of social media, I just can't figure it out. Why on earth, if you're a notable personality, would you just do podcasts, go on a podcast, or tweet things out? You know, before the age of social media, some of the older guys out there on the tour, Nicholas and Palmer and those folks, man, they did some things and they said some outrageous things, but no one held them to account because there was no social media. You could say whatever you want to out there as long as there wasn't a microphone around.
Yeah, and I can't believe that Lefty was that visibly upset about it. I mean, you put it out there, they're going to hear it or find out in today's world, unfortunately.
Well, let's get into the John Rager Golf Report brought to you by Coppertail Brewery. So I'm looking forward to learning more about what's going to happen this year on the LIV Golf. But before we get in there, we always have our Wild Bill Golf Weather Update. Brought to you by Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion. If you go to Shopify and you type in Yank and Crank, you'll find his nice website that you can buy a hat. I know that you must be wearing one right now, Mike, because it's got to be sunny down there in Tampa Bay because it shows that it's completely sunny, no chance of rain, 40% humidity, winds out of the northeast at 8 miles an hour, UV index getting up there so a little bit, so bring out your sunscreen, but Wild Bill's Golf Weather Update is brought to you by Yank and Crank, extreme fishing fashion. Go to Shopify and type in Yank and Crank, and you should be able to find it so you can buy a hat and go not only fishing, but you can golf with these caps too.
Hey, they're really cool. There's my man, Bruce. They're very cool swag that they provide at Yank and Crank. Hey, I got to describe this for you. Here's what a wimp I am. Okay, so you're describing how great the weather here is at St. Pete. My old man carcass, I get up down on the beach. I've got a little space heater here. They've got me now encased in plastic so I don't freeze my old ass off. And I'm sitting here ready to rock and roll, but I got shorts on. I stuck with the shorts, brother.
Well, you've become a true Floridian because in Florida we don't wear long pants, so we just put a sweater on top or whatever. But if you wear long pants, that means you ain't from Florida. So I'm glad that you're participating there. And are you wearing socks or not, Mike? That's the key.
I never wear socks. Are you kidding me? I moved up from up north. I'm a flip-flops guy, no long pants. By the way, a gentleman just showed up that we had a meeting, met each other the other day, and he's from Michigan. He had shorts on. I wimped out, wore long pants because I thought it was a highbrow meeting. And that's probably the seventh time I've wore long pants since I've been down here to Florida. And now I'm embarrassed that I wore them.
Well, Mike, you only got three more fingers, so you better pace yourself there.
Yeah. Well, what's going on the rest of the weekend up there in Crescent Beach, Florida? I know the beauty of this event over in Hawaii is I have an all-night event to watch and I watched the rerun. I think I went to sleep at 2 a.m. to the Century.
Well, that's fantastic, and the good thing is now we have a new House Speaker of Representatives there, so I was up till about 1 o'clock last night just watching it because it was very entertaining. There was fist fights breaking out and yelling and screaming and things like that. This reminded me, I thought I was watching Parliament in England. It was great, but that's good now we'll be able to stay up late and watch the Golf Channel from Hawaii. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about on my John Rager Golf Report, again, for our listeners out there, if you go to johnragergolf.com, you'll see links to it. Every day I post on the social media and also in other various forms of digital distribution. And what I try to do is cover interesting things for the average person that normally wouldn't hear this from the Main Street media or their normal golf thing. So one of the things that I wanted to cover this week on the John Rager Golf Report was the official world golf ranking. Now, it's really amazing how long it takes to figure this out, but something just happened last week, which is good news for LIV Golf, but yet, you know, LIV Golf is obviously at odds with all the five families of golf, whether it's the Augusta National, USGA, the PGA of America, the PGA Tour, and the RNA. We call those the five families in golf. They're the ones who do a lot of the influence. Well, they're also heavily connected with the official world golf rankings. And at the end of the year last year, there was some scuttlebutt going on. You had the DP World Championship, which is the European World Championship in Dubai, and they played for less world golf points than they did at the RSM Classic at Sea Island, which was just a nice fall event, you know, normal PGA Tour event, not an elevated event by any means. And the DP World Championship had a much bigger field. John Rahm was complaining a little bit about that because if he stayed in the States and played in that, he'd get more world golf ranking points. Well, these world golf ranking points are very important for the average touring professional and for the stars because that's where all the goodies are. You're in the top 20 in the world. You get to play in these elevated tournaments. You get all the extra appearance money and things like that. So what they did, though, was shocking because they came up with a designation to get world golf points for 54-hole golf tour. But it's not the LIV golf tour. It's the Tierra de Golf Profesional de Mexicana. It's a golf tour in Mexico that they'll start earning points this week in 2023 that's only 54-hole events. All right? And so it's only one of the 23 sanctioned tours in the world that gets points. So why not let LIV Golf in there? Let them earn world golf ranking points, too, because this has a lot to do with it. Right now you have LIV golfers playing in the Masters by virtue of winning the Masters. Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, okay? You have they're in the Masters, but what will happen is some of the other players that are on the LIV Golf Tour that are eligible for the Masters because they're in the top 50 aren't going to be in the top 50 next year to be able to play in that. So from the John Rager Golf Report out there, I know this might be boring to some people. They're like, I don't care about the world golf points. I just want to see if I can break 60 in a scramble with three of my other buddies and have a good time and have a few mulligans and have a few beers. But it will influence who you watch on television. It'll influence who's going to be the future golf. So you got to be fair and equitable out there. And if you're going to give a Mexican golf tour world golf points, you better do it for LIV Golf. If it's a 54-hole event, you got to be fair. But that's stuff you're just not going to hear on mainstream media. The Golf Channel, NBC, a lot of your golf writers out there, they're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole because they don't want to upset the powers to be. So with that, that's the John Rager Golf Report. Again, you can go to johnragergolf.com. And don't forget my Wild Bill Weather Golf Report there and Yank and Crank, Extreme Fishing Fashion, Shopify, type in Yank and Crank. There you go, Mike.
All right, my man, we got about a minute and a half. Hey, by the way, one thing that we definitely are going to touch upon next week is I think there's hope for me. Believe it or not, I might be able to make the tour. I'm going to have to change my lifestyle. I think, did you see Tiger Woods' putt-putt golf tournament they had the other day?
Yeah, we're definitely next week going to talk about the Pop Stroke Championship. And we'll
Pop
give our
Stroke, I'm in, baby. I saw those two hacks take on Ricky Fowler and Paula Kramer, and I just got excited. I grabbed the putter out of my bag, and I started putting on my carpeting, and I'm gonna start focusing now. You know, there's no windmills, there's no clowns in this. It's just straight get the reed and putt it, and I'm in, baby. You're going
to
help me with this.
I want to tell you one thing as you get ready for one thing is you get ready for it, though. You need to know that they outlawed the belly putter, so you're going to have to come
all
up
right.
with something.
We got to run. We'll talk about it next week. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. Michael Rickard was kind enough to join us, and, of course, John Rager. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And, as always, God bless you. God bless America. Keep it in the short grass. And always hit them straight.